Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk where we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to be talking about three ways to know your worth in Christ. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind you and thank you for taking the time to leave a review. And if you're unsure how to leave a review, I'm going to go ahead and walk you through that process right now. If you're on your phone, you do not have to pause me. The podcast will still continue to play. So go ahead and close out of the screen of the podcast itself and go back into the podcast app. Go ahead and go to the search button at the bottom and go ahead and type in "What's the Truth?" Once the podcast comes up, go ahead and click it. And then you're going to scroll down to the bottom, tap the 5 stars, and then scroll a little more, and you'll see "Write a Review." That is where you're going to go ahead and write in however this podcast has been blessing you and hit send. I can't thank you enough just to taking the time to be able to do that. It helps get the word of this podcast out there. It helps bring encouragement to somebody that might need it the most. Now, let's go ahead and get into this topic about knowing our worth in Christ. This has been a journey for me over the years. When I wrote my first book, Know Your Worth, and that still sells every single month today, I wrote from this place of brokenness, my own brokenness. And it really had to do with relationships, in particular for me. Men were my kryptonite. They were the thing that I went to make me feel good, to make me feel as though I was cared for, to make me feel like I was seen and loved, and all of those emotions. And Know Your Worth was really birthed out of my pain. It was birthed. I mean, the first chapter I wrote, which I think is like chapter 13 or 14 in the book, is called A Year from Hell. And it was this place I had encountered of hitting the rock bottom of, why doesn't anybody love me? Why doesn't anybody want to be with me? And it was a hard thing for me to process. Now, the Lord recently shared with me just these three areas and three ways to know our worth in Christ, and to know that our worth is not in a feeling, it's in a person. It's not in any one person on this earth, it's in Christ. See, we often limit our worth when we limit God to our capability and to our understanding. We try to put God into a box of who we think he thinks we are, or who we think God is. And knowing your worth can really be broken down into three ways. So number one, know what's stealing your identity. This is so important. Who or what are you worshiping? Because what you worship, you become. You can worship other people's opinions. You can worship other people's thoughts so much that you actually believe them to be true and to be real. Nowadays, especially this year with people being home, social media time has increased like triple, quadruple amount. The time that we've been spending on our phones looking at other people's opinions of who they think we should be, who they think we should become, and what we should stand for. So I've been challenging women to think about what you're thinking about and to think, is this thought your own or is it somebody else's opinion? We can begin to worship people other than God, because we see them in our newsfeed more than we've been seeing what the Word of God says in our Bible. That's number one. That's the first way when it comes to knowing your worth, is know what's stealing your identity. The second way is, who do you believe God is? Who is God to you? Who you believe God to be is also how you believe yourself to be. See, Genesis 1:27 tells us that you are made in his image. Therefore, if you are made in his image, you are directly impacted by how you view God. If your image in him is being based on lies, then so too will your identity. If we reduce God to our experiences, then we can also reduce ourselves. See, we are image bearers of Christ. How we view God and who we believe him to be matters. This is an important piece that I want you to hear with your whole heart. How you think about him also affects how you think about you. Way number three, identity is knowing who he is. It's his love, his character, his nature, because knowing him allows us to know ourselves. I always like to say that you look like your daddy. You look like your father because you carry his image. You carry his heart. When you said yes to his son, you got to be a part of the kingdom. You get to be a part of the kingdom. You get to bring heaven to earth. You get to multiply the favor and the blessings to people around you. But if we don't know who he is, we won't know who we are. See, the second way that I shared, who do you believe God is different than the way number three, because number three is about identity and knowing who he is. Two is, who is God to you? Three is, who is God really? Despite what I feel, despite opinions, who is God without what I feel? How can I look at scripture and put myself into that time to think about, who is this writer writing to? Who is the audience? What is the purpose? When was it written? To know the true history about those words being written. I'm going to say it again. Your identity is not in a feeling. It's a person. Your identity is about becoming more like him every day as you renew your soul to his truth, because your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Our mind tells our brain what to do, and our body follows in the pursuit of those thoughts. Our life will always go in the way of our most dominant thought. We can't escape it. They're not separate. Your body will follow what you think and how you think. Which is why I wanted to talk about these three ways to know your worth in Christ, because they all go together. They're not separate from one another. All three of these questions and these points, they matter. Who you believe God is directly impacts who you believe yourself to be. Knowing him, knowing God, allows us to know ourselves. And then first, we have to just know what's taking us away from the Father. Are other people's opinions of God taking you away from God himself? Maybe somebody needs to hear that. It's really easy to get caught up in the race and social media that we don't even know what thoughts and opinions and feelings are our own anymore. Are other people's opinions of God taking you away from God? I'm just going to pray over you today. Father, you know the hearts of the listener. You know their desires. You know their longing. You know what they're craving. You know their pain. You know their past. You know their present, and you know their future. Father, I pray that whoever is listening right now, that the pain of what they're feeling doesn't continue to be their present reality. That you close the loop of the pain, that they soften their hearts to the pain inside of them so that they can begin to see who you truly are and the character of your love and what your love looks like. Because it is nothing that this earth or any human could ever bring to us. Nothing. Let no other man's opinion of who you are distract us from who you really are and what your word says to us. I pray that they read the gospel and the word through the lens of love and not through the lens of hate, but from a father who cares, from a father who gives instructions, from a father who loves you so much to not see you being destroyed and taken away and beat down anymore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.